Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
I've got John here. John, you're on Ashwood Fair TV. What you got to say?
I just got to say something. I just got to come out and say it.
Go on, John.
This club makes me sick to my fucking stomach sometimes, yeah. Danny, mate. I've just got to come out and fucking say it. I'm sorry. But this club makes me sick to my stomach.
Mm-hmm. Why, John? We played one game.
Yeah. 0-0 Watford, mate. I was there, mate. As dull as piss water.
Yeah, me too, mate.
We got a Brighton at home this weekend, and I've got to come out and say it, mate. This club, yet again, is cranking up ticket prices. Ticket prices are already a fucking scandal.
Yes.
I mean, we vote for safe standing, and they make it more expensive than a fucking seat.
There's going to be concessions, John.
For fucking OAPs and the disabled, Danny. Where's the fucking sense there, mate?
It's not on.
I'm not, you know, I'm not having a go or anything, but what old dear wants to stand up for an hour and a half?
Yeah, well, you make a good point, John.
And this fucking corporate restaurant that they're opening up, yet we can't get a fucking number 10 or a left back. We've got a gaping hole in midfield now, Nippich's band. It's a joke, mate. This club is a fucking joke.
You don't support the club, mate, and you fuck off and support Gillingham,
you off. I've got mates who support Gillingham, pal. They've got a better lot in charge on this fucking mob. They go to me, they go, why do you support Gashwood City? Yeah, Gashwood, mate. That's what people call us. We've got a fucking decent manager. A new Yankee owner seems sound, yet we've got these scum still running the place in the ballroom. 70-year-old standing up to watch the game for 50 quid. Fucking Gashwood, mate.
What do you think would be the best thing to happen at Ashwood City right now?
Honestly, relegation.
Oh,
really?
I'm being serious, mate. Gashwood need a fucking wake-up call. That'll wake up the clowns in the ballroom, mate. That'll be the rocket up the arse they need. I'm praying for relegation. Send us down, pal. Disgrace. Gashwood shitty,
don't
mate.
Don't call us Gashwood.
F*** you. I call us what I want. I've supported this club man and boy. You
don't f***ing call me a
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a five-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. With 3 hours to go before they kick off against Brighton, the Ashwood City management have congregated to discuss the latest episode of their fan TV. With supporter disillusionment high, they are keen to show the club as a united front and not to court further controversy. A win today would help paper over some of the cracks.
Fuck them.
Fuck who?
Them what?
The fans.
Yeah, fucking fans. Fuck the lot of them.
Quite an arrow view, that. Football needs fans.
Why can't we be a family club like Fulham or MK Dons?
Pretty small family, isn't it, MK Dons?
Look at them. Are they fans? Are they even supporting the club?
Yes, they are fans. They happen to be our fans.
Terrible fans. We've inherited terrible fans. Wouldn't it be great if we could just go, you know what? Fuck this. Fuck you, Mr. Brexiteer. Fuck you and your shaved head and your St. George's flag and your chicken nugget dinners. We're pissing off somewhere else.
Just like MK Dons.
Yeah, but not Milton Keynes.
Where then? I'm open to suggestions.
Winchester's nice.
Winchester FC.
Now, that has a nice ring to it. I can see it now, Winchester Fan TV. Milo here, everyone. He's turned up with his Labrador and his baby, Barkley, strapped to his chest.
Milo sounds like a prick, Woody. I hate
What are your thoughts on the game, Milo? Do you know what, Felix? I'd just like to wish the team all the very best. Really appreciate everything you do for the area, and so does my son Barkley here, and he can't even fucking speak yet.
Sorry to wake you from your wet dream, but we are Ashwood City, deep in the heart of Brexit.
Yeah, wake up and smell the cheese, Woody. The rotten, mouldy, gone-off cheese that is our fan base. It's all ifs and buts with you, Chris. We can only work with what we've been dealt.
I'm a forward thinker. No ifs, no buts, no coconuts.
For God's sake, don't forget the coconuts.
Right, we all know why we're here today.
Live on Sky Sports Super Sunday.
Oh, Christ, I forgot about that.
It's not that super, is it? Ashwood versus Brighton, Christ.
Man City versus Huddersfield, though.
So?
Last season, great match. 0-0 at the Etihad.
Wow, hey, when did they release the movie?
It's a big point, get them up.
Hey, can we stop talking about football, please?
Sorry.
Right, not only are we on Sky, but the owner Lewis is here today.
Leona Lewis?
The owner, Lewis. Hutch Lewis.
Understood. Hutch
Lewis. Yeah, not the X Factor winner, but the American billionaire, Hutch Lewis. It's your job to keep him occupied today.
Why?
Because he's an important figure and he pays for your golfing holidays in the Algarve.
Well, why me and not you?
Because Mummy and Daddy are busy.
Oh, but come on, occupy him. It's his club. He can do what he wants.
Ah, the folly of youth. Such naivety. It's cute. You're cute.
He's not cute. He's a lot of things, but he's not cute.
If Patrick says I'm cute, I'm cute. Sorry, carry on, Patrick.
Puppies are cute. Bumblebees are cute. You're a wasp, a 5'8" wasp with human skin and a drinking problem.
We need to keep him away from anything unpleasant at the club. Well, except you. You're the facade, the smokescreen. I don't want him hearing any discontent from the management team, the players, the kit man, the ground staff, the stewards.
Or a fan.
Yes.
If a fan comes towards him, I want you to dive in the way like it's a bullet flying into his cholesterol-filled heart, and you are Kevin Costner.
Right, roger that. Does he still think we're a London soccer franchise?
Hey, you can get to London Bridge from Ashwood High Road in an hour and 20.
So we're still a London soccer franchise?
Absolutely. We're as London as Pret-a-Manger and £7 pint.
Following the clearance from local authorities, Ashwood City will become the first Premier League side to trial safe standing. Patrick has gone to meet Ian Monk, who is heading up the project for Dartley Park Stadium. Redevelopment works have overrun during the off-season, and part of the Gerry Harkness stand remains closed despite the season opening, adding to more unrest from the Ashwood faithful.
Well, thanks for joining, Ian. Busy fucking up another stadium.
So sorry, Patrick. It was the wife on the phone giving me bloody earache as usual.
Oh, well, you thought just she was giving you earache.
Well, we're having this conservatory being done at the moment. It's been one problem after another. We've been living like a couple of gypsies for the last month.
Overran, has it?
Well, just a bit.
Your company that's doing the conservatory, I take it?
Well, yes, yeah.
You surprise me.
I do?
Oh, and don't call them gypsies. You're in Kent, one of their many, many heartlands. Can we call them the travelling community, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant nothing by it. Just a turn of phrase.
Yeah, well, just turn and have a fucking look at the state of that.
The stand is fit for purpose.
Ian, look at me. If you lie to me, there will be a new member to the Kent travelling community.
You?
No, not me.
Me? Why?
Because I'm going to take that steamroller down there and I'm going to drive it to your house and flatten it into the fucking ground whilst you and the missus go caravan shopping.
Bit harsh?
Yeah, sorry, Ian, is your earache flaring up? Oh, yeah, and then I'd steamroll your half-finished conservatory just for good measure.
Look, I'm sensing you aren't too happy that we've overran with this project.
Overran? You're Mo Farah.
What?
No, you're more Paula Radcliffe stopping in the street to take a piss, but for a fucking month.
We have Portaloos on site.
No, I have Portaloos on site. I paid for the Portaloos. I pay for every drop of piss that lands in them and every lump of shit that comes out of your mouth. That's my outgoings. Piss and shit. Piss and shit. Explain to me why we are two games into the season without a fully functioning stadium.
You see, it's a very complex situation.
Yes, it certainly is.
We've encountered unforeseen issues throughout, but we're getting there, really making ground now.
Unforeseen issues?
This stadium is listed, did you know that?
Yeah, I'm the chief executive.
Of course. So we have to be extremely careful not to undo some of the original fixtures and fittings of the stadium.
So I'm confused. You're turning this area from a seated area to a standing area?
Essentially, yes.
So you're ripping out seats?
Well, I think we both know more goes into it than that, Patrick.
Well, I'm all ears. I'm Gary Lineker.
Well, OK. We had to drill right down into the ground and slightly alter the rake of the concourse. We had to make it a little flatter, you see. As it's standing, it didn't need to be on quite so much of a slope. So that's all sorted now.
Oh, great. That's all sorted. Good news.
It really is, Patrick. Harpit's done now.
You've left part of the slope entering the stand there?
No. Completely changed it to facilitate a standing area like you wanted.
Yeah, but the first two rows need to be wheelchair accessible.
What?
That's fine. Where are the fans in wheelchairs going to go now?
I thought they were going somewhere else, weren't they?
Somewhere else. Where? That is the only section with a ramp.
Well, the ramp is over there.
That is a pile of rubble on top of a ramp.
I mean, they can still come into this area.
How do you foresee that one, Ian?
I mean, they could stand.
I'm going to have to pretend I didn't hear that comment. Where are we going to put our wheelchair patrons?
I mean, if they could transfer out of the wheelchair, right, you could get them seated.
Where would we put the wheelchairs then?
I don't know. Storage facility we've vacated under the stairs next to the gents in Block 3?
Like Harry Potter. So you, Uncle Vernon, want to put our disabled fans in a cupboard under the stairs?
No, just the wheelchairs.
What if, Ian, what if, mate, they don't want to get out of their wheelchairs?
Well, then we might have a problem.
You're telling me we have nowhere for our fans in wheelchairs to go in the stadium 2 hours before our first home game of the season?
I'm scratching my head here.
Patrick!
But keep scratching until you find an answer. Keep scratching until it's down to a bloody stump.
Patrick, I've just got some news that we should probably act on
Christ, what now?
It's Joey Harkness.
Oh, the Prince of Harkness. He was my favourite player growing up. He has to be our best captain ever.
Yeah, you can't have liked him that much. You've destroyed his stand. Now keep scratching.
He's dead.
No. You're joking.
Right. For fuck's sake, that's you, that is, Ian.
Well, how?
You kill the stand, you kill the man.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Thank you.
With under 2 hours to kick off, Woody is taking Ashwood City majority shareholder Hutch Lewis around the executive box overlooking the pitch, as fans start to filter into the stadium grounds.
Oh man, I just love it. Gets me every time. Every time.
Oh aye, it's an impressive stadium, all right. Certainly the best stadium in Kent.
Kent? How do you say that? Like Clark Kent?
That's right, yeah, like Clark Kent.
So Kent is like a district of London?
Yeah, something along those lines.
Well, I love it. Just look at that grass. Just look at
the
it.
The green grass of home.
That there, Woody, is our field of dreams. Ashwood United will be kicking some goals out on that field.
Ashwood City will certainly be trying to kick some goals. As long as Glenn Murray doesn't, we'll be okay.
How is the offensive going?
The what?
The offensive, the plan, the 5-year plan.
Oh, that, yeah. I way ahead of schedule, really, on the offensive.
Beautiful. I love it when a plan comes together. Yeah, you know what that's from?
The A-team.
The A-team. That's us. Ashwood, so great to see you guys doing so well in the championship.
No, the championship's the division below.
So you guys are in the number one league, League One.
No, League One's actually the third tier.
What are you talking about?
We're in the Premier League, which is the top tier.
Great work. So we can win the championship at the moment.
Not unless we get relegated.
Is that not something we could look into?
Oh, we'll be looking into that at some point in the season, don't you worry.
So what are we going to win this year?
Well, I'd start with Premier League survival and anything else is a bonus.
Hey, Woody, don't be so modest. Be serious.
The Carabao, maybe?
The Carabao?
Aye, the Milk Cup.
Now that's something I like the sound of. The Carabao Milk Cup. I love the charm of the Brits.
Oi, Lewis, spend the fucking money, you fat cunt. Fat bastard, I'll fucking rip your head off, you Yankee pigs.
Who are they?
Brighton fans.
My God.
Fat cunt.
Are they all like that?
Every last one. I'll just take you through to the executive bar, which is this way.
As further reports regarding the death of former Ashwood captain Jerry Harkness surface, Patrick and Jess assess the impact of his passing on the club and their impending fixture.
He drowned? What was he doing?
You know what he was like, Patrick. He was into all of that stuff. He was a captain.
Yeah, of the club in the 1970s.
Well, he was a sea captain later in his life.
Sorry, why do you suddenly know everything about Admiral Jerry Harkness?
How do you not? He arranged a charity match pre-season, the Portsmouth one for the RNLI.
Don't mention that match ever again. Ever.
I'll be mentioning it around the time of my raise and my Christmas bonus.
God, he fucking drowned.
Yep.
Who drowns these days?
Patrick.
Yeah, one minute he's pitch side for the BBC in Russia. Next minute, splash, done.
Patrick, we need to pay some kind of tribute to him today. I remind you that we're on Sky.
We have an hour and a half. His stand is more dead than him.
Here, look at this. The fan forum's already blowing up with this news already.
What do they expect us to do 2 hours before the game?
Here we go. Ashwood Shitty 69 says...
Shitty, what, is he a fan, is he?
Today we lose the greatest man, possibly one of the greatest. He would have died for Ashwood City... and in a way he already has.
Oh, do me a favour.
I'm glad he died today so he doesn't have to see the mess the club is in. Bet the club don't even acknowledge his passing. Nothing surprises me anymore. We need more Jerrys in life and less Patrick Nolan's fact. R.I.P. Prince.
Well, Prince?
Yeah, Jerry Harkness. The Prince of Harkness. They just called him Prince.
Oh, the captain formerly known as Jerry Harkness.
Okay, so we need a minute's silence.
Silence? With this crowd, there aren't enough tragedies in the world to shut this lot up.
The Prince was a hugely popular guy. They'll shut up for him. I'll make sure we've got black armbands ready for both sides. I'll have to get in touch with Brighton. Do you know who their club secretary is?
Oh, yeah, it's, no, I don't fucking know.
What an exceptional chief executive you are. I'm going to notify Caroline of our decision to have a minute silent. That's Caroline Dunn, in case you didn't know, Patrick.
Mm.
Our broadcast liaison who's worked here for 10 years. She can let Sky know.
You may get off on this stuff, Jess, but I don't. It actively repulses me. My degree was in finance, and now I'm arranging announcements of the dead. Look out that window. You see that?
Is that what I think it is?
Well, wait, what do you think it is?
It looks like about 3 tonnes of rubble on top of a disabled entrance to our renovated stand.
Okay, yeah, it is what you think it is.
Patrick, you clear that rubble or I will fucking bury you
in it. Oh, please do.
And the minute silence you get at the match day will be for different reasons. You might even get a minute of wild celebration.
Look, I'll say it again. You love all this shit, don't you?
What?
Drama, chaos, death.
This is my job, and without sounding too heartless... it's a great way for Hutch to see our fan base unite with the club.
What, behind my death?
No, Jerry's death.
Right. Any word on the family? A wife we can wheel out onto the pitch?
No, if only. It's too late. Next home game. Actually, I'm going to go down to the club store now and make sure we've got some shirts with prints written on the back.
Good idea. Give them a good deal.
I'm thinking 40 quid a shirt.
What, including printing?
Yes.
That's like 30 quid off.
We'll take it up with the kit maker in their child labour sweatshop. Look, we need to do a special deal for prints.
Oh, how about $19.99?
Oh, fuck off.
Right, I've got Steve here on Ashford Fan TV. He is wheelchair bound, and some of you may know him as the patron of our disability support group. What do you think about today's game, Steve?
I'm thinking I'm not going to f***ing bother, Danny.
Should beat this lot, though, mate.
I've no doubt we should beat these Seaside hippies. I'm saying my spot that I've had for 15 years has been replaced by a f***ing standing section.
You've not been allocated a seat in the Jerry Artner stand?
Have I, f***? My son's been down there. He says there's a lump of dirt the size of Mount Doom on the concourse.
Will you be having words with the club, Steve?
I'll be having words with the local council, mate. It's a f***ing disgrace. But anyway, yeah, we'll beat these c***s if we can keep Glenn Murray quiet.
With kickoff just 45 minutes away, Woody and owner Hutch Lewis are meeting with various members of the Ashwood Club's senior management team and honorary board.
And this is Fiona. Fiona is our Chief Financial Officer. This is Will. He's our Safety and Security Manager.
I need to have a word with you, Chris.
Yeah, in a minute, Will. This is Adrian. He's our Ticketing and Supporter Services Manager.
I need to have a word as well.
Is it urgent?
Yes.
Well, let me know when it's, like, really, really urgent. This is Deborah, our HR Manager. How are you doing, Debs? You okay? And these are over here are Billy, Francis and Ruth. They're our honorary members. Helping yourself to an honorary bottle of wine, I see.
It's really great to meet you all, the Ashford family.
Ashford.
The Ashford family is so important to us at Anaheim Sports Group. We've watched you carry out the offensive, our five-year plan, and conquer the Premier League with such character and commitment, and we really, really look forward to one day watching on at you guys in the Championship. Personally, I don't care too much for soccer, so I'll be getting out of here in time for my flight, but it was really great to meet you all. As the Brits say, up the town, up the city, excuse me. Enjoy the game.
Hey, Hutch, you're not staying for the match.
I hate soccer, Woody, but I wish you guys all the best, I really do.
You should at least stay for kickoff. Patrick will be here.
How long?
This is him now.
Patrick, Hutch and I were just talking about you.
Woody, get Hutch out of here now.
What? Why are you using Patrick's phone?
Because I knew you wouldn't answer my call.
Why would you say that?
To your calls.
Well, fair enough.
Now listen, we've got an emergency. Get rid of Hutch. Patrick and I are 5 minutes away, and if I come up there and I see a 25 stone American billionaire, I will hold you personally responsible.
Is he coming?
No, he's giving the guys a team talk.
Wow, really?
Yeah, he's very hands-on, all part of the offensive. He's a very offensive guy.
God, you guys are something else. Tell Patrick to call me if you guys ever need anything.
We're actually after a new scouting facility in the Algarve.
The Algarve? In Portugal?
Aye, nothing big, just a small base there on the coast.
Well, it's always difficult to deal with these moments, but as soon as the news came to us, Ashwood have honoured the fallen hero.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And honoured the occasion with the stand renovation.
It's a moving gesture on today of all days.
I actually should also point out, I noticed a number of disabled patrons based in the Harkness stand, and I saw team officials and some fans actually lifting them, holding them aloft.
Wow.
And they've joined the Ashwood top brass in the corporate box.
Look, Ashwood have had their problems of late, but this was big for them today.
At half-time, Ashwood lead Brighton 2-0.
I don't suppose you guys have spoken to one of the stars of Ashwood Fan TV, our disability patron Steve over there.
I don't speak to people wearing Ashwood shirts, Patrick. I learned that a long time ago.
Well, he thinks I'm a useless cunt.
Oh, I'm warming to him.
He also thinks I should have bought Richarlison before Everton did.
Well, sir, that's it. We should have signed Dele Alli before Tottenham did.
Oh, OK, thanks. Yeah, and you see Mary over there with her husband Reggie there with ACFC on the back of their wheelchairs. They think that I should fuck off back to Eton.
Woody, how did you get rid of Hutch?
He didn't want to hang around.
He didn't want to hang around with you, a man of fine taste.
Yeah, and why do I have an email regarding vacant plots of land in the Algarve?
Well, I'm a forward thinker, remember. I gave him a few suggestions for a European scouting outpost.
And you picked the Algarve in Portugal.
Aye.
And who exactly will take up this outpost?
Yeah, sporting director, I'd be happy to.
You'd be happy to?
Hey, I'd do anything for my club.
What club is that? The Nine Iron?
Is it the Three Wood?
If you must know, Hutch left because conveniently for us, he hates soccer.
That's a shame. Soccer is my favourite American sport.
It's yet another efficient clearance from Adeyemi, and it's found Kieran Broome, and Broome is just going to hold on to this here. Ashford fans urging him forward for another, but he's not going anywhere in a hurry, and there it is, there's the final whistle.
Good result for him.
Convincing from the hosts as they brush Chris Hughton's Brighton aside 3-0. an emotional day, and you have to feel like the fans had an impact. Dartley Park was a cauldron of noise today. Dan Watson continues to look the real deal as Ashwood collect back-to-back clean sheets.
Effortless from the Ashwood back three, and you have that injection of pace in the final third, and Brighton didn't look like they could compete with it. I think Ashwood...
Ashwood City Football Club offices are now closed. If you'd like to find out more about the opening times, please visit the website. If you'd like to leave a message with the club, please press the hash key.
Yes, hello. This is Jerry Harkness. I just wanted to say excellent result today, and also I'm not dead. I apologise for the confusion, but I think the send off was lovely, very moving. But as I say, not dead. Very much alive and looking forward to Palace next week. Okay, bye now.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Follow the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. This show is part of the Radio Stikhanov Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. You've had enough staying home. You've had enough confinement. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky, smooth tree runner, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree dasher, or the classic low-top look of the tree piper. Allbirds has a shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Whether you're traveling to the ends of the earth or settling in for a staycation, you need a shoe that's versatile enough to go with any outfit, durable enough to wear over any terrain, and lightweight enough to make packing a breeze. Being made from insanely comfortable, breezy eucalyptus fiber is a plus, too. When you wear Allbirds tree shoes, you're in vacation mode before you even leave the house. They're the only shoes your suitcase needs. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair of tree dashers, runners, pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.